Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, Wilful Wade is an ore of information absorption, talks tongues, and debunks Jurassic Park. Matted Mark upskills his box, tells of Bronto's boning, and solves the oldest cock conundrum. Blaring Bob shows his purple peepee, is exhausted by his progeny, and is terrified of theropods. From unreal fidelity to smoking stash. Yes, it's time for How to Milk Your Dinosaur. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Distractable. I'm today's hostess with the mostest, Wade. Welcome to the show where one of us hosts, two compete for points, and the one with the most points at the end gets to host the next episode. My co-hosts and competitors today, as always, are Mark and Bob. Hello.
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 Feels good to be on top, right, guys?
Wouldn't know.
I would know.
I think a bug just landed in my coffee. God damn it. This is...
Took a break so Mark could go get coffee. Immediate consequences of your actions. That's what that is.
Well, it might have just been an undissolved coffee granule, so I think I'm okay.
Well, how are you guys doing? Small talk intro.
Right into it. Oh,
oh, sorry. We'll edit that in to be something better later.
And her lips weren't ready.
I still don't like that. Look, I took the things off my thing, right? You ever do that?
No.
Now my PlayStation is purple.
Oh, is that how that works? If you take off the lid, it becomes purple?
Look, it's my purple PlayStation. It lives on the back of my desk.
Whoa.
It's a PS5.
Whether or not it's deserved, I feel like I have to give you PP points for purple PlayStation, so I will.
I definitely think that's deserved. So that's exciting, huh? It's a purple PlayStation.
Mark, do you have any PP with which I can reward you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
Great. Elaborate. Expound.
Don't ask about my PP. What are you doing asking? Jesus Christ.
I need to give you PP points, so I need PP from you.
Yeah, you need to give me PP points that I don't need to show you. Look, even if I described it with my illustrious voice and my incredible vocabulary, it wouldn't do because, you know, that's private. Give me a privacy point.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll give you a privacy point.
How about a pleasure point?
How many PPs are we going for?
I just gave him the one by default. I did say I was giving you PP points, Bob, so you got two. And Mark only asked for 1 point, so right now it's 2-1. He literally asked for 1 point. My hands are tied. But there's plenty of opportunity to tell me what's going on in your lives and start earning additional points.
Abstain!
That's a bold choice.
For privacy reasons!
So you think all of your small talk wouldn't amount to more than one PP? Interesting. Bold choice.
That's a bold strategy, Con. Let's see if it pays off.
See, I was just being dumb, because I know that being smart isn't going to do me any good in this episode.
I feel like that's an insult directed at me, but like an attempt at being subtle?
No, he arrived at that conclusion last episode. It's actually not. For once, I think it's not about you.
That also makes me want to remove points, because it should always be about me.
It is. It's catered towards you. All of this is because of you.
So I'm dumb?
No, I have to dumb myself down.
So Wade can understand you? Got it.
Yeah, it is that.
He's being rude.
He is, but I feel like he's also thinking he's being honest.
I don't think at all.
I didn't think about anything.
Speaking of not thinking, that's where I left that.
You gonna show the class?
You wouldn't want to hear about it. You would give me shit about it.
It was a lens.
It was not, actually.
I hope we don't find out now, because I gave you a privacy point, and if you show us, you're ruining your own privacy.
I've already put it away.
Wait, did you literally just look to your left, go, that's where that was, pick it up, and put it back to your left?
Yeah, now I know it's there.
Now it's put away to the left, not just on your left.
Yeah, it was like a, wow, I was looking for that just the other day, and now I found it, and I'm not gonna say what it is.
Oh, look at that! Holy shit!
Some good shit over there.
I only have normal stuff in my area, so can I get some pretty normal points?
Are you looking for normal stuff in your area? Call normal line tonight.
I feel like Mark's not really paying attention to this. Let's just keep going. Press on.
Well, he didn't want to talk about any small talk anyway. He wanted privacy, so...
I got a small talk.
Which is it, man? You can't ride the fence both ways.
I just partition my small talk. Can I get a partition point?
We'll see, man. I don't know. You've got some contradictory points here. I got to figure out how they all add up.
Pneumatic starts with a P. Can I get a pneumatic point?
All of Mark's points actually add up to zero somehow using special math.
All right. Okay. I actually do have something. I'm circling full back to my exploration into Unreal Engine. Do you guys remember me talking about that for a while?
I don't remember any time prior to the lenses. That's kind of like the asteroid that hit the Earth and ruined my memory of our past.
Well, it's all part of it, I guess, in the end. Well, I'm fascinated with Unreal Engine because Unreal Engine is like, it's an engine that a lot of games are made out of. And so, you know, Fortnite is made in Unreal Engine and, you know, Epic Games, they make Unreal Engine, stuff like that. But as a filmmaking tool, it just was like more and more fascinating all the time. Many people know about virtual productions, you know, The Mandalorian being filmed on a volume, and that volume was run in Unreal Engine. In terms of like virtual production filmmaking, and also just Unreal Engine as a rendering engine by itself is kind of cool because the graphical fidelity of what it's able to get across, because it has real-time rendering for games and stuff, but you can also render afterwards with additional effects and actual ray tracing inside of it to make finished effects with it very quickly. And you, well, I say very quickly, I don't know how to do it, but compared to building up everything in, say, Blender or Houdini or stuff like that, there's some pretty cool stuff. So I'm interested in it. Like this part of technology and the ability for one person to make more stuff, I'm getting into Unreal Engine again, and I'm looking up tutorials, and I'm starting to get into some courses, and I want to get good at it.
I just want to mark down I'm taking a point for myself for knowing what Blender is.
I mean, that's fun. I have no use for that skill set, but it seems fun.
It is. I think that it's one of those things where not only is it just like a fascinating little toolbox to play in around, but you can make some pretty cool stuff.
Would you ever make a video game, Mark? Or is it purely for film, well, like video production stuff that you're thinking?
I think that what I want to do with it is not refined enough for that. See, the way I use Unreal is the same way I use Photoshop, which is a nightmare for anybody that actually uses Photoshop. I do horrible things. I would go at it with the lens of like, I need this to look a certain way, and I don't care about any other parameters. So if I tried to make a game, it would run the worst because I would not do anything right. I would do shortcuts just to get the like aesthetic across, and it just would be bad all around. I should not be trusted to make that by myself.
It'd be like one of those story games where it's like, it's a really beautiful model of like something, but it doesn't move or do anything, and just like a text box pops up and it's like, great thumbnail image, but the entire game is just this one guy sitting there talking the whole time and you click to keep it going.
That's all you can get it to do once it's actually running your entire world you've created.
Looks great, but there's only three images.
Hey, that's better than some horror games I've played out there.
Shots, you know what? Shots fired point.
That's not even a P point.
Shots fired wildly, safe for work point, SFW work. I learned that NSFW is not safe, but SFW is safe.
You're brilliant, buddy.
Thank you. Compliment point, Bob. All right, so Unreal Engine stuff. Are you using that? I don't know if you're allowed to tell me. Are you using that at all for your movie?
Oh, no, no. I mean, it would be not something that I know well enough to be able to do for that. This is like super ground level, like just learning for future projects. I've been slowly building up like my ability to understand visual effects, and I've also been learning how to do some of them. Pretty much with anything, like visual effects is just another extension of editing, in my opinion, to a certain limit. Like there's full CG stuff that I can't do because I'm not an artist. But as far as compositing and like using tools and kind of like setting up things and like kit bashing assets together, it's kind of is like that's what I want to do, to be able to just put enough spit polish on that turd to make it look like it could match the rest of the stuff. And then that way if I'm in edit mode and I'm like, man, I really need XYZ, I could go make XYZ, and that would help in the edit, because there's certain things that are huge VFX lifts that need like custom CG stuff, movie level stuff, that I can't make on my own, but I can take pre-made assets and I can put them together and I can make them look pretty good, I think, if I learn enough and I do enough. That's what I want to do with it.
Yeah, this is not a joke, but I truly do admire and envy your capacity, motivation, and ability to learn so many different things and utilize them effectively. And I learned that back when you were first editing videos, and I was learning from you how to like help make some of the compilations, because I actually edited one or two of your compilations way back in the day, and you like just going over the different things that you knew how to do even 12 years ago kind of blew my mind.
Oh, that's very sweet.
You edited videos on Mark's channel?
I edited two of his horror compilations, I believe. One or two.
I didn't know that. I always assumed you didn't know how to edit at all.
Well, he didn't keep me on for very long, so I probably didn't. You know, Tyler's also edited a video on Mark's channel, I think, but the video was Tyler editing it, right?
Yeah, wasn't it a video of Tyler editing a video of Tyler editing a video?
We didn't have the technology back then to watch me shittily edit.
When it comes down to learning things, I really appreciate that because it is just one of those things I've always wanted to. It's not like I have fun, like, oh, I gotta learn this new software. That is still the same as probably everyone else feels, like they look at Unreal and they go like, oh, it's so much. But I have a want, right? I'm like, ooh, I see a need in these projects that would make things go smoother if I can build this skill set. So it's kind of like that. It's like, this seems like the most accessible tool, because if you're trying to learn like Houdini or something, or Maya, or even Blender, to be perfectly honest, is still like, oh man. But Unreal Engine is a toy box, essentially. And then it tricks you into learning the deeper features of it once you get in it enough. You're like, ooh, I've learned the basics, so now I can do this. Oh God, how do I do that? You know, kind of like, it's pretty impressive. I like it.
All right, well, Unreal Engine update, not being used for Iron Lung, but maybe used in future. Bob, what you got?
I'm learning stuff about how babies sleep and how I did it wrong. And so we're going to fix it.
I don't want you to incriminate yourself here. Feel free to plead the fifth, but how does baby sleep wrong?
You can develop bad habits. So
okay.
It's not, he's doing fine, but the sleeping is still, he's not very independent, and it's an issue. He woke up last night like every hour, and so it was a long night, and so we're trying right now to tweak some things, tweak schedule, get rid of some habits, change some new habits with the bedtime stuff, so that he can hopefully start sleeping on his own very independently without needing a lot of nighttime interventions.
Well, you're blaring the loud music, you have the bright flashing lights, and you have the rope tied around left ankle to hoist them, right? So he should be sleeping fine.
It's not as not as simple as it seems, but with the loud music, of all things, I actually get to keep, so.
Is there anything that, like, I'm sure that a lot of people that are probably going to be new parents or new parents are perking up, like, you can do that wrong? Is there any kind of advice you could probably give out to?
According to the internet, you do everything wrong. That's the thing about being a parent.
Point for saying doo-doo?
The sleeping thing is, like, we didn't do sleep training, which a lot of people might know as, like, oh, you just leave him in there and he'll cry it out, but he'll fall asleep eventually. That doesn't really work for him very well. He's very attached, and he does not like to be alone in his bedroom, alone in his crib. So that has led to I kind of sleep with him a lot, which is not a good habit. That's not going to encourage him to sleep on his own. And like, so that we have to change our approach to how we get him into the bedroom. And like right now, he doesn't really fall asleep. You would think like, oh, you set the baby down, they fall asleep. They don't do that instinctively. Some do, but not all babies do. He doesn't fall asleep unless we hold him, which is a whole other problem. And so we're devising plans and strategies to, like, how can we create a better situation where we can put him in bed and he's awake, but he knows it's cool and safe and comfortable to be in bed to fall asleep in there, and he feels good about that. It's as hard as it sounds. We don't want, he's not going to respond well if we just leave him in there and he just cries it out. He's not that kind of bit. He'll just be hysterical and he'll cry until he makes himself like throw up or something. He's very stubborn and strong-minded, but there are lots of things you can do that are not just ignore him until he cries himself to sleep that will hopefully lead us down the path of becoming a more independent sleeper. That'll be healthier for him, it'll be better for us, because we'll get better sleep not having to go and help him in the middle of the night quite as much. It'll work better for everybody, but it's tricky and boring. The Ferber book by Dr. Ferber, which is like a gold standard in terms of sleep technique stuff, super boring, written like an academic paper, and it's good because it's very factual and useful, but it's really boring. So
I hope that helped everyone at home.
It didn't. Your baby's not the same. The stuff we do won't help you, and the stuff you do won't help us. That's what's annoying.
So keep telling Bob how to parent is what I got from that.
Yeah, everyone online, keep telling me everything I do wrong. Point it out aggressively. That really guilt me about it. If we know anything, it's that guilting people really helps them improve their behaviors. So whatever you got, fire it at me, and that will make me the best dad I can be. I didn't have to say that. They're going to do it anyway, but...
Bob, you find a chest. You open it. Inside are 2 GP. Those are guilt points, not gold pieces.
Oh, okay. I eat one.
Okay, well, minus one because you ate one.
Can I throw it up and or poop it out? I was just thinking something cool might happen.
Mark, you've scienced once. Is gold digestible?
Oh, too dumb to answer those questions. When you eat some, it goes into your belly, and then you poop it.
You said you poop it, which makes me think that, yes, you can poop it back out. So by the end of the episode, you might have another guilt point.
Depends on if it's made of corn. If it's corn, it will stay intact. If it's not corn...
Corn is yellow, and gold is kind of yellow, so maybe corn is gold.
Gold is often referred to as the corn of the world of metallurgy.
Corn is corn referred to as the gold of metallurgy.
Did I say that backwards, or did you hear that backwards?
I'm not getting any results on that.
Quick, let me make a webpage and then search again in like 5 minutes.
You can make a website with our sponsor.
Use our code distractible at burberbird.com.
You heard me, burberlerber.
I think Mark is being rude by implying that people who talk like that are not smart.
Talk like this? You're right. They're all dumbasses.
Bob, you get a point for calling it out. Mark, you get a point for boldness. Anything else you boys want to delve into before I get into today's topic?
Your eyes.
Your inner lips. I want to wrap myself in them. I want to caress them with my toes as I reach my leg deep inside to your inner lips.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I'm going to take you back to a comment I made earlier about an asteroid, because we're going back in time to the age of the dinosaur. I was trying to do the DNA the way he said dinosaur in Jurassic Park. Dino DNA.
Who?
A little DNA strand that was like talking whenever he did the hello, John. John, that hurt. Have you guys not seen Jurassic? Okay, I watched Jurassic Park like once a year almost. Like Molly and I, when we moved into our new place, the first movie we watched in the new house to break it in was Jurassic Park. Like that is a go-to movie for us.
It is a good movie, but it's not that kind of movie for me.
I don't know. We watch it. It's our like, you just want to watch Jurassic Park? Point to me and Molly for Jurassic Park. Well, there's a part in Jurassic Park where they go on a little tour. They're sitting and they're learning about how the dinos are made, how they do the eggs and all that stuff. They go on the little tour and they have a little animated DNA strand that comes up and talks. And he's like, dino DNA, where they talk about the amber and all that.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm not a liar. I still don't. Mark's full of it.
Point being, dinosaurs are what we're talking about. And there are mysteries still to this day about dinosaurs that we don't know. And you guys are going to answer those mysteries. You're going to solve them. Whether it's by creativity, knowledge, genius, or absolute lies, you're going to help me solve some of the mysteries left from the dinosaur. Before I begin, are there any mysteries about dinosaurs you guys just know off the top of your heads?
I know them all. I know all. They're not mysteries when you have this much knowledge.
Questions that other than you, people don't know. Do you know what those questions are?
Did they have pickleball centers? And if they did they serve extremely hoppy IPAs on tap at their pickleball centers? I don't know if we know the answer to that. I'm just posing the question.
Well, Mark does.
Yes. I don't want to give my opponent an unfair advantage here. I got to keep some for myself.
Wouldn't you have gotten points for answering you know what? You're right. You don't know. Bob, you posed a question rather than answering it, and Mark was afraid to answer because he didn't want to give you too many points. So I guess I'll give you one for posing a question. Mark, I'll give you a confidence point for just knowing everything. You know what? I'll call it a privacy point because you're not willing to share information again. So
I know everything and I can't tell you.
Here's kind of a sad fact about dinosaurs that I'll go ahead and just answer it off the bat. I was looking into this.
Wait, pause real quick. I'm just going to make people paranoid, and I want a paranoid point for this because I bet when you said sad fact, there were some people listening to this podcast that just went, aww, out loud, and I'm calling them out. If you did that, post on the subreddit. All right, continue. Sorry.
We don't actually know if we could have cloned dinosaurs. And the reason for that is apparently their DNA only has like a 520-ish year half-life. So even if it was preserved in amber or whatever else, the things that you need from DNA to clone apparently would have been gone a very, very long time ago, which is very tragic. So the amber mosquito, sadly not possible, at least by modern standards, or at least whenever I was looking up this information. Let's start off with a banger. How did dinosaurs mate?
Bonk.
Is that your answer?
Just checking to see if there's a response to that one.
Wonk, 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 wonk.
Ah,
wonk,
hand fart wonk. Noises.
That's what they were doing, the dinos, because they were fucking.
I thought that was 69 specifically. Okay, they were.
I don't want to go into just too many details. I'm a very private person.
You know it all, and you're just giving enough so that we know that you know.
Yep. When a dino dad loves a dino mom. Wonk, wonk, wonk.
It's actually where the phrase dino-mite came from.
Oh.
Why does that get a point? Why does that get a point?
See, Mark, you were too smart. You got to be less smart, Mark.
It's okay, Mark. You got a womp womp honk honk point.
I didn't even, those weren't even the words that I said. I said wonk.
Yeah, no, he doesn't get those points. He shouldn't get points for that.
Yeah, I guess I can take it away if you want.
Oh, you know what? Fine. Yeah.
Mark, you're saying they sex, then the egg, and the egg's already fertilized is what you're assuming?
I'm going to go with yes.
I got to be honest. I'm not 100% clear on how egg conception works. I know fish, the eggs are laid and then the eggs are fertilized. Like chickens is what I'm imagining. I don't know if chickens have sex or if the egg comes out and then the rooster just like does a dance over the egg and spreads his whatnots.
Let's just say that the chicken came before the egg.
Oh, we've answered that. Oh my God, Mark, you know what? 2 points for answering one of the world's most commonly asked questions. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Now we know for definitive proof. I'm going to put chicken came as the points.
I'm not even going to argue with it. Chicken-gasm. To be fair, it was my idea that they had the eggs. Mark didn't even mention eggs.
Hey, listen, I've had tons of ideas that you swoop in at the end, but I swooped.
Here's just a fun one. Do you guys have favorite dinosaurs? Like, I was huge into dinosaurs. I think I talked about this before. I was huge into dinosaurs. The T-Rex was my favorite, but I had all kinds of dinosaur toys and little, like, books and facts about dinosaurs. And the reason this came to mind, we were out and about. Molly recently acquired some, like, dino encyclopedias and stuff about dinosaurs, and it, like, reinvigorated my childhood, like, I love dinosaurs feeling. So dinosaurs have been on my mind because of the books she acquired.
Can I be brutally honest about this? No, not even slightly, not even when I was a kid, and even less so now that I'm an adult. I can only name a handful of the most common dinosaur types, if that. Maybe three.
That's fair, but you could still have a favorite from among those three.
No, I don't. I don't care. I don't care for dinosaurs enough to have a favorite. That's where I stand.
Bob, it does not bode well. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I don't understand the love of dinosaurs that some people have.
Well, see, now that's just judgmental.
You literally care about glass, man. You like glass you could look through and take photographs from. You don't care. You don't think creatures that existed that were enormous, that existed millions of years ago, was somewhat possible to be fascinated about?
You can't prove they existed.
There are bones in museums.
I got bones lying in my backyard in neatly covered plots. You think that means there's dinosaurs in there?
I don't know at all. I think that.
You'll never find out what's in there. You'll never find out.
See, my perspective's not looking so bad now, is it? You thought I was just being a meanie pant. No.
You gave me coherent hatred. Mark gave me incoherent hatred. I'm not sure which one I hate more.
There's an empty one if you want to fill it with more bones.
I think he just threatened to bone you.
No.
For some reason, I'm being reminded of MatPat's character in Heist.
You're not wrong.
I feel like maybe this character was inspired by Mark's backyard, which I think I hate. I'm going to write -3 for both of you. Mark's getting -3 for just unsettling.
Can I say something? This is unrelated. This is completely non sequitur. Mark hasn't gone out of focus or had a light turn off other than whatever just happened this entire time. Did you fix your stuff, Mark?
Good point. I'll give Mark a point for being focused.
I no, it would never broken. What if I had a button that made it go out of focus just to play with you?
I mean, that is something that if you did that, I wouldn't be that surprised.
No, so I switched out the lens.
Well, I feel like I need to take a step back. I thought you guys had a favorite I thought everyone loved dinosaurs. I'm truly actually surprised.
Yeah, I think everyone who likes dinosaurs thinks that everyone else likes dinosaurs, but it turns out other people like other stuff.
Like as a kid, when Jurassic Park came out, you guys were just kind of like...
I was too scared to watch it when I was a kid. When it came out, I'm going to be embarrassingly honest. When it came out, what year did that come out? 97?
93. I think it was earlier. I think it was like 93, 94. I don't know.
Anyway, I was like single digits, right? I was like a little-ish kid. I was too scared, legitimately too scared to watch Jurassic Park until sometime in my teens. I don't like scary movies or stuff in general. I feel like the real world is plenty scary for me most of the time. But when I was a kid, I could not stomach anything. And the dinosaurs were too scary. The T-Rex and the raptors hunting the kids in the kitchen, all that stuff, too scary. I couldn't do it. I just left the room if that movie was on. I'm not a big dinosaur fan. They're scary.
Interesting. I didn't like a lot of scary stuff as a kid either, but I made an exception for Jurassic Park because I just loved the dinosaurs so much.
I didn't remember finding it that like scary. I just like never caught an interest in them.
More like a thriller, right?
Thriller was scary. Did you say Thriller?
I said it's more of a thriller than a horror to me, but
I mean, it's not a horror movie.
Thriller, the music video Thriller was scary. I'll give you that. Michael Jackson starts turning into like a werewolf or whatever. I was like, you know what, Bob, a point for making me think of Thriller. But really, so you, Mark, do you have a favorite dinosaur? Like there's not one that you look at and you're like, that one's really cool.
I don't know if you named the ones I know. I don't know any other ones.
Pterodactyls, Triceratops, Stegosaurus, Tyrannosaurus. There's so many, dude. There's the Dilos that have the big frilly neck that like spit. You just play Ark?
I played Ark for about 48 total minutes. I don't really care for that game that much either.
The Mesosaurus, the Plesiosaurus, there's the Bronchus.
Can I be super honest? I wasn't sure if those were real dinosaurs or fictionally made up dinosaurs the first time I ever saw Ark. Because I saw the names and I was like, oh, that's not a Velociraptor. What the hell kind of dinosaur is that?
They do have like some of the fake ones. We had like mods where you could have like the Indigo Velociraptor from the new Jurassic Park, which is like the hybrid made one or whatever. If I remember their Velociraptors, they went with a look that was kind of like Jurassic Park's, I think, the original, which didn't have the feathers. But yeah, the second Jurassic Park movie, the Velociraptors actually got the feathers and stuff because I guess people were like, that's not what they looked like. Even though in my brain, I still always picture the original Velociraptor because that's like the first one I saw, even though it was wrong.
To answer your question, no, I don't have a favorite.
You both lose 5 points. I'm just upset.
That's spiteful.
Yeah, and I'm the host and my feelings are hurt.
Well, I'm really invested in this episode.
Let's answer the next question then, since you guys can't give me a favorite dinosaur. How long was a dinosaur's lifespan?
Is this a quiz show or are we... Do you know the answers and we have to guess?
No, these are questions that are unsolved and you are answering them.
Given their size... You almost got me there. I almost tried to actually put my brain power into that one. Ah, not gonna happen. You're not getting me.
All right, let me give you something here. Let me give you something here that's not a definite answer. But from what I was able to find, it seems like the dinosaur remains that have been found, they estimate the oldest one's age to only be 29 years old. Which for something, I don't know, it feels like they should have lived longer than that individually, like a lifespan, but maybe that's old. I don't know.
Large creatures don't tend to have very long lifespans in general, right? It's not a super completely consistent rule, but like that's the rule in general, right? The bigger you are, the less life you get.
What lives the longest? I was thinking like some kind of turtle or alligator or something has like a longer lifespan.
Yeah, doesn't the Galapagos turtle live for like over 100 years or something?
Technically speaking, there's the shark that doesn't really... What's it called? Senescence is like the when you age. So there's like a non-senescent thing.
Their cells don't.
Yeah, like the Greenland shark, I think, doesn't actually age.
I've never heard of the Greenland shark.
It changes over time, but there's not really a point when they're really old, I think.
Scientists estimate the Greenland shark lives at least 250 years. They may live over 500 years.
God dang.
Yeah, all right, Mark, you know what? Some points for that.
Oh, he uses his brain to get points? What is this then?
This is my episode, bitch. Whatever I want happens. You know what, Bob, I feel bad. I called you a bitch. I'll give you a point.
Aw, bitch.
I'll give you two. That made me laugh. Aw, bitch.
Final answer, 29 years.
Final answer, 28.9 years.
Ooh. I'm going to leave a point to Mark for that one.
So they really have no concept of how long dinosaurs live, though, from any of the archaeological record, or they have a guess. That's the best they got.
I didn't dive into every paper ever written on this, so it's possible something else is out there where someone's made like more of an estimate. But from like the general couple of articles I got a hold of, it seemed like they didn't really want to hazard a guess because there's still so many questions they don't answer. They don't have answers to, like, how they mate for sure, how the eggs and stuff worked, how long they lived. There's some reports that they don't even know. Some dino species they might have differentiated as two different species might literally just be an adolescent versus an adult, and their skeletal structures being slightly different but yet being the same. They might have just changed as they got older. They don't know for sure. So there was a lot of stuff we just still don't know. Okay, next one. What killed the dinosaurs? And there's a simple answer to this, but it's not fully answered.
I thought it was the ash and other debris that was fired into the upper atmosphere after an enormous meteor collision. Is in the crater for the enormous meteor somewhere like in South America or something? I thought that was the answer. I thought that was pretty settled.
So I'm going to use my brain a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I'm not using that much.
Don't hurt yourself.
And that's not me bragging, saying I'm so smart. I only need 1% of my brain to really get this. But there's a common misconception that the dinosaurs were all in one time. Dinosaurs existed over a period of probably close to 100 million years or so. So there was multiple extinction events that occurred. Some of the most popular dinosaurs weren't even in the same period together. Like, I believe the Tyrannosaurus Rex and like the long neck one.
There's many long neck ones, but yeah.
Yeah, not in the same universe.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex and Littlefoot's mom did not live next to each other, and they were all killed by meteors, separate meteors.
One meteor for each dino, like a laser targeted guidance system.
God looked down from heaven and was like, that's not what I meant to make. And he just kept chucking meteors until they got it right down there.
He got his meteor minigun out. Like, just blasted every dino. Headshot, headshot. It was crazy.
All right, so overall, Bob says the asteroid or meteor or whatever that hit Earth, which even if that happened, which, you know, there's pretty good evidence that it did, some species and animals survived it. So why did the dinosaurs, the large dinosaurs specifically, all not?
All the smart animals were like, oh, get in the cave. And the dinosaurs were like, oh, man, you think they got cheeseburgers on that thing? Oh, shoot. And then they wandered over there and they died.
Mark, what ended each period of the dinosaur? And how many periods were there, and can you name them?
I mean, can I not use my God with a minigun answer? Do I have to come up with another one?
God with a minigun? I'll...
No, I'm creative. I'll use the other half of my brain.
Thank you.
I
feel like what I just did to you was, have you ever heard like the quiz of like what happened to the Titanic? Like, what year did the Titanic set sail? How many people were on board the Titanic? And then like the other person's like, oh, these are easy. And the person looks at them and goes, name them.
There were five. They were all playing Never Have I Ever, and all of them did the thing. So they kept putting fingers down and they all died.
Can you name the five periods?
Period one.
Yeah.
Period two. Third period, fourth period, and last period.
So Jurassic, Cretaceous, all those are lies?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I thought giving the name Jurassic Park one of the ages might be kind of obvious. Okay, you know what? Nocturnal dinosaurs versus dinosaurs that just see during the day. So people have talked about like how different dinosaurs' eyes and like the shape of the scleras and different things might indicate that some were nocturnal, and other people are like, that doesn't mean shit, you guys are just saying that scleras shape doesn't indicate nocturnal. With your vast knowledge of dinosaurs, can you tell us if any were nocturnal versus just in the day?
Well, the T-Rex obviously was nocturnal, and anyone closely related to the T-Rex, clearly it was really embarrassing to be seen with such tiny arms, and so purely for social pressure reasons, any dinosaur that was proportioned like that with the tiny arms up front, it became nocturnal to avoid the ridicule for how they looked. I'm pretty sure bear cats are nocturnal, and that's probably a kind of dinosaur, right?
Bear cat. Mark, do you know the answer to these questions?
What was the question?
Is the Bearcat a dinosaur?
Absolutely not. But not for the reasons you think, and not for reasons I'm going to get into at this juncture.
That's fair.
Privacy point.
Man, I just need to stop saying stuff. I got a lot of stuff I could be private about over here.
It's okay, Bob. You got points for posing these questions, but I got to give him at least one for, you know, knowing but not sharing. It's so bold.
I got some questions for you. What color were dinosaurs' teeth? How much did they spend on rent? Where was Dino Waldo?
He's right there. Editors, put a picture of me pointing at Dino Waldo. He's right there.
You're not even going to put up your finger. You're going to...
No, edit it. Put a different arm in. I'm not going to give you that.
Here, use mine. Use my arm.
Bob, answering with Mark's arm. I got to give you a point for that. How did dinosaurs become birds?
Already were.
Did they all just have wings? Or did their arms become wings?
Don't need wings to be a bird.
That's not untrue. You don't need to fly to be a bird, but I feel like...
But don't you have wings?
Most birds still do have wings, I guess.
Penguins don't have wings. They got flaps.
They certainly have wing-like appendages that I believe are referred to as flippers or something, but...
They already was birds. They is birds.
Listen, all I'm going to say is maybe dinosaurs aren't birds. Maybe the birds are the friends we made along the way.
Say that last sentence again, because my brain...
Maybe the birds are the friends we made along the way.
Dinosaurs aren't birds. The birds are the friends we made along the way.
Maybe the bird is the word, and I'm using the word bird to describe birds.
Bird.
This somehow feels like the episode you guys host, and I'm the one answering, but you're both me in this episode. It's kind of hurting my brain.
I'm just participating in the... I don't know. I'm engaging with the topics. Are you saying that the friends we made along the way aren't the birds? Is that what you're saying? Because that's...
No, the birds could possibly be the friends. You're not wrong. Which one of you referenced Littlefoot earlier? I meant to give a point for that. Was that Mark?
Me.
I said Littlefoot's mom did not live next to the T-Rex.
To the T-Rex. Can I get an imposter point?
You want PP? You want IP, I guess. Yeah, you ain't have an imposter point. That means Bob gets an extra point for...
L through OPs? LMNOPs? Because Mark's got PPs, but...
I could try to remember that. Yeah, sure. Are there any monkey or ostrich dinosaurs?
Probably. There's definitely an ostrich dinosaur. There's 100% chance there's an ostrich dinosaur.
Can you imagine a giant, like, giraffe-sized ostrich? That'd be terrifying.
They would be monsters. Ostriches are dicks.
Yeah.
They're mean.
I want to go back to a point that Bob, I think, brought up earlier. Why do T-Rexes have such small arms?
Skipped arm day, obviously, bro.
Man, that's better than anything I could come up with. I defer on that one.
Mark just concedes.
No, yeah, he's got me on that one.
Concedes to skipped arm day?
He got the good joke in there. I couldn't even swoop.
I gotta tell you, this is a pretty close race, Mark. You're currently down by 1 point, so I need to pick it up in this final stretch here. To go over it, I've got Mark, you've got privacy fee. A privacy fee?
That's the fee I charge for all my privacy.
I don't know what I wrote down here. It looks like shots fried. Oh, shots fired. That's fried. I've got chicken came, Unreal Engine, focused. Oh, wait, I didn't calculate your guys' lost points, which is still only a 1 point game because you both have lost 8. 3 for unsettling for Mark and -5 for upsetting me with not having a favorite dino.
What did I lose other points for?
You said you hate dinosaurs specifically and I gave you -3 for that.
Oh, that feels like a hat on a hat, but okay.
Yeah, well, that was before I just got angry in general and took away 5 from both of you. You've got points for what I called Purple PlayStation, Baby Bitch Thriller. And under you, I've got notes written. Mark, you've got 5 periods, never something, never Lair of You, never something.
It's good that you took these notes.
Yeah, they're great notes. I can't read my own handwriting. Bob, you've got points for ostrich equal dino, T-Rex nocturnal tiny arms, and Bearcat dinosaur. I've got 3 points, and then I wrote NVM next to them.
How about I list everything I know about dinosaurs, like everything I actually know, and you determine if it's worth points.
Yeah, you give me, if you name some facts, I'll give you points for every fact you list that I don't already know.
Dinosaurs, really strong bones. They drank their milk. They're still around. So
hold on. Did dinosaurs produce milk? You're blowing my mind already, because I thought that was a mammal thing. You're saying dinosaurs?
They stole milk. The mini mammals that were around, they farmed them.
The T-Rex's little arm was used to lockpick the local grocery store so the raptors could go and get the milk.
Why do you think their arms are so small? They gotta manipulate the tiny little mammal teats.
That's why they died out. All of the dads ran away to get milk. You know what, Mark? I'm learning stuff.
They were basically little human arms attached to a big T-Rex thing, and that it was for that purpose specifically. Yeah,
the actual, like, they did a audio reconstruction of what a dinosaur might sound like, much more scary than what the movie.
Can you reenact it for us?
Terrified. Oh, no.
God, it's like when a bulldozer runs over a pool of yogurt.
Wait, can I actually pull this up? Dinosaur sound reconstruction. Because this actually is haunting.
All right. I don't know why, but I just imagined an audio file of a bunch of really bro-y voices just being like, oh, no, meteor! No! Like, man, that is haunting. Wow.
Yeah. Just take what I said for truth. Those assholes couldn't stay out of tar pits. They didn't wear clothes. There wasn't grass in that time. It's not really a dinosaur fact, but that's just a fact. There wasn't grass. That evolved later. So most of the land was just big trees and mud. So they loved mud.
Bob, last minute dino fact.
I knew all that stuff that Mark said, but also I know dinosaurs walk among us. Crocodiles and alligators are dinosaurs, and they're crazy looking. And they could not read or write. Not a very literate species. You asked earlier what color dinosaurs' teeth were, and I actually knew that one. Yellow, because they did not, in fact, have toothbrushes. That point in time, that was invented much later, so they would have had no way to keep their teeth nice and white. Also, dinosaurs really like to eat pizza and live in the sewers under New York City and learn karate from a rat.
Objection, that's turtles.
Also, turtles are a type of modern dinosaur, little known fact.
I thought modern dinosaurs were birds. Are turtles birds?
Turtles used to be birds, but their wings turned into a hard shell from years of cowering inside of them.
I knew all of what he just said. Plus, they loved rolling coal, smoking doobies. They enjoyed robbing the liquor store, and they had gangs.
So you're saying they do move in herds, but you're calling the herds gangs?
Yep.
They do move in gangs. Like Alan Grant taking off his hat and they're just like robbing a liquor store and the T-Rex is holding the blunt between his two. All right, Mark, you get a point for making me laugh.
Well, I also knew all of those interesting facts. Obviously, those are simple ones. But the big one that Mark left out is that they did not know what wolves are. So while most dinosaurs did travel in gangs and or herds, there were ones that went out on their own, but they were called Lone Jeremies. Term coined for Jeremy, the first dinosaur to ever be known for going off on his own a lot.
What happened to him?
Oh, he didn't make it. It's not smart to go alone. You need your gang. That's why we have gangs. It's not smart to go off on your own. Don't be a lone Jeremy.
All right. Well, boys, I think I've learned more than I expected and less than I hoped at the same time about dinosaurs. So thank you. Viewers, listeners, and specifically chat, thank you all for tuning in. I hope you guys have been keeping track of the points at home. If so, you'll come to the inevitable conclusion that in third place comes me with 3 Nevermind points. Second place with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 29, minus 8, 21 points is Bob.
Damn!
And with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, minus 22 points. It's still a 1-point game. 22 points. Mark wins by 1 point.
I also am fascinated by the fact that we only got deductions from the last point tally, and I don't know how that happened.
The deductions were already there. Whenever I gave you the totals earlier, I hadn't counted the deductions in that total. You win by 1 point. So Mark, I guess give us your prehistoric winner speech.
Oh, I win, and it is so good. I wish that I could win every time, and it wouldn't be a crime.
I don't know if that was supposed to be like Ave Maria, or I don't know what song that was.
I was just talking.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Song.
What are you talking about? Song?
I didn't hear any music.
Bob, give me your Cretaceous period loser speech.
I am not going to give a loser speech because we are all winners because we are here and the dinosaurs are not. So in the game of life, all 3 of us right now are winners, and I'm going to give a speech about that. Suck it, dinosaurs!
You know what? You get an after-the-fact point, Bob, but it's only worth 3/4 of a point. I like that. You still haven't had to give a loser speech.
I believe I actually did give a loser speech at one point, but it wasn't part of the end of an episode. And I maintain that it was an accident and unrelated. And I'm still... anyway, suck it, dinosaurs. No matter how or why you died, no matter how many times you got to start over after the multiple different meteors hit the Earth, and you still somehow you weren't smart enough to figure out how to build a house, were you? No, you weren't. That's what's gonna save us, all the houses. So go humanity, go America, suck it, dinosaurs. That's how I feel about that.
So there you have it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you, Mark and Bob, for participating. Congrats, Mark, on the win. You'll be hosting the next one. If you haven't already, you can follow us elsewhere. We have other platforms. You can find Mark at Markiplier, Bob at MySkirm, me at Minion777, or LordMinion777. Check out StoryTheStrugglePodcast.com, and maybe there's stuff there. And if there's not, then just wait. Jesus, give us a second.
It's only been months.
Stay tuned for the next episode, where we will definitely end with some merch.
Oh, yeah, that's coming.
Until then, podcast out.